I would invite your attention this evening to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. We're going to look at verses 11 through 13. Give you a little background. Paul is, of course, writing to the church of Philippi, and he's thanking them for a love offering that they have sent to him. And he's expressing his appreciation. At verse 10, he said, "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again, though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity." And Paul just stating why that they would have done more in the past, but they didn't have the opportunity to do more. And he's thanking them for what they're doing at this present time. And so we pick up there in verse 11. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Paul speaking says, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Again, let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for your word. And Father, this is a verse that we have relied on for years and years. But tonight I pray, Lord, that you'll speak to us through these verses in a new way. Remind us, Lord, of our need for contentment. And empower us, Lord, to be content where we are. Lord, we love you and we praise you because you are the only one and true God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. As I said, the title of the message is Contentment. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Paul writes to Timothy, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these things we shall be content." Let me ask you, if all you had were food and clothing, would you be content? Could you say, "Thank you, Lord, for the food and clothing, that's all I need"? Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Now suppose it was that you didn't have food or clothing, that all you had was Jesus. Would that be enough? We're commanded, we're encouraged, and Paul gives us an example of what that looks like, to be content with what we have and to be content where we are. Paul said in verse 11, "I have learned in whatever state I'm in, to be content." Now, I want to break this down just a little bit. That word "learn," when Paul said, "I've learned," it means to learn by experience. Now, the funny thing about learning by experience, it means that you got to experience something before you know it. I've discovered at this point in my ministry, I've ministered to people for years and years, but I have discovered that there are times that I minister or try to minister to people that I cannot really relate to what they're going through because I have never walked in those shoes. But I've also discovered that when I'm ministering to someone about a circumstance that I have been through, I'm a much better counselor because I've walked in those shoes. Paul is saying, first thing that you've got to do is you've got to understand that learning contentment is a learning experience. As I look at people today, you know, I don't think we realize that where we are right now, whatever your circumstance is at this given time, it is an opportunity for you to learn. Most of the time, instead of saying, "What can I learn from where I am?" we say, "Lord, please get me out of this mess. And God has you where you are for a reason. When life gets hard, it's, Lord, get me out. When we're pressed outside of our comfort zone, Lord, shelter me, keep me out of this, keep me from harm. But how often do you just back up and say, Lord, teach me what I need to learn about where I am? And that's the idea in what Paul is writing. We look, we find out what he had learned. He said he learned, in verse 12, he learned how to be abased. That word abased in our language, it means to do without. Do you know how to do without? I think in the United States of America, we're not real good at doing without. I don't like doing without. Walmart is too close by for me to do without, right? But how do you do it? How do you deal with it when you have to do without? You complain? I mean, after all, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? Lord, I don't deserve to be here. Lord, get me out. That's not how you learn. Paul said he not only learned how to be abased or how to do without, he had learned how to abound. How to have more than enough. Now, this is the lesson I want to learn. How about you? Lord, yeah, go ahead. Give me more than enough. I'll be happy to experience that. But how do you learn to have more than enough? Hoard it up to yourself so that you can somewhere in the future be sure that no matter what happens, you'll always have enough? No, that's not the way to do it either. Paul said he had learned how to be hungry. How do you learn how to be hungry? Petition the government and say, feed me, government. It's your responsibility. Paul said, I've learned how to be full. You know how to be full? The world says you'd take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow you may die. That's not the way to do it either. Paul said, I have learned how to be content by experience. And that word content, it means to be satisfied. But let's take it a step farther. It literally means a calm acceptance of whatever life circumstances that you're going through. That's contentment. The idea that, Lord, I'm here for a reason. Teach me. You know, I have learned a very valuable lesson. I've learned, as much as I would like to be, I'm not in control. But I believe that God is. And so I've got to accept the fact that if God is in control, He is all-knowing, all-powerful, and He has me where He wants me for a reason. If the times are good, praise the Lord. If they're not good, praise the Lord. God is on His throne and I'm here for a reason. To learn how to be content where I am. I've also discovered, with God being the one in control, if it's God's will for me to have something or to get through something, I'll get through it. If it's not God's will for me to have something or to get through something, I'll never make it. Therefore, I can be content, knowing that the God who loves me is in control. I've discovered that it is my responsibility to calmly accept where God has me right now. And I think that is a key to contentment. You know, God hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten the United States of America. And as much as we would all like for this COVID stuff to be over, it's not over. But I truly think it's a great learning opportunity for the United States of America. I think we learn to lean on the God that we need. I think we learn how to call upon the God that we need. I think that God has us here for a purpose. It may be correction. And we all know the United States of America, we could use correction. Amen. It may be for my personal education so that I can see the power of God. It may be for your personal growth, but there's a purpose for you being here. And so the challenge is, and I don't know where you are, I don't know the circumstances of your life, the challenge tonight is just to back up and say, what can I learn from where I am that will cause me to be closer to Jesus, and not only closer to Jesus, but to grow in my spiritual life? You see, Paul, I can stand here before you tonight and I can say, be content, be content, be content. But it'll do absolutely no good if you do not know the secret. There is a secret to contentment. In verse 12, Paul said, in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry. Now, that phrase, I have learned in verse 12, is very different than the phrase in verse 11 where he said, I have learned. It's two different Greek words, and in verse 11 it does mean to learn by experience, but here in verse 12 it means literally to learn a secret. And for some reason, it was lost in translation. Okay, it's hard to figure out how to translate that into this verse, but if you'll look up that word that's used there for I've learned, it means to learn a mystery or to learn a secret. And it was a term for initiation into secret societies. And you know what initiation is, right? It's where you go through a certain amount of abuse to be initiated into the secret society. And once you're initiated into that secret society, they tell you the secrets of that society. Paul is likening the circumstances that we go through, the difficulties that we go through in this life, to that initiation process so that we may learn the secret to contentment. That's what, every hardship, everything that Paul went through, he looked at it as initiation process that he might learn this secret, and learn he did. The secret is found in verse 13. Verse that we have heard ever since we were a little baby. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But I want to point one more thing out to you that we lost in translation. Okay? Literally, it doesn't say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It literally says, in everything I am able in Christ my strength. You see, we use it as though Jesus has strength for us, and He gives us that strength, just, dabs it out a little bit at a time as we need. That's not what the verse says. Paul says, I am able to go through anything through Christ my strength. He doesn't just strengthen me. He is my strength to face the storm. That's the secret to contentment. When you realize, and nowhere does it say that you've got to like where you are or enjoy where you are. But you've got to know how to get through where you are. And the only way to get through where you are with contentment is when Jesus is your strength. You see, when Jesus is your strength, you know that when you can't go on, He'll carry you. When Jesus is your strength, you know that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. When Jesus is your strength, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you'll come out the other side a better man or a better woman and a more knowledgeable saint of God. Listen. When I read this, the more I got excited about this message. The more I realized, hey, I can be content, a calm acceptance of where I am. I may not like it. I may be hurting. I may be doing without. I may be experiencing health issues, whatever the situation. But I know this. That my strength is Jesus Christ, and I'll get through it one way or the other. Paul shares a secret there. And you know, this is Thanksgiving. I've been encouraging you. Let's get an early start on Thanksgiving. I'm convinced that you will not be thankful until you learn how to be content. Appreciate where you are. Yeah, I said appreciate where you are. Brother Doug, you don't understand where I am at. It doesn't matter where you are. If you've got Jesus, you've got all you need. He is your strength. But Brother Doug, I'm fighting battles and people are against me. It doesn't matter. If God be for us, who can be against us? You see, when you know the secret, when you really know the secret, you don't have to go around with your spirit just upside down on the inside. You don't have to go around in turmoil saying, when am I going to get out of this mess? You go around knowing that God's on His throne. And however He works it out will be right. And He'll provide what you need when you need it. Tonight, as you, I want to challenge you. Quit looking at what you don't have. Quit looking at how hard you think your life is and the challenges and the obstacles that you have right now. No, quit focusing on the challenges. And focus on the greatness of your God. As I'll tell you, when your eyes are on God instead of the problems, there's a lot more peace inside. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? Are you a child of the King? Listen, I know I can go through whatever. I can go through all things through Christ my strength. Do you have that assurance? Do you know that no matter what this life throws at you, no matter what Satan piles on you, that it's going to be okay because Christ is your strength? You're His child? Do you have that assurance? If you do not have that assurance, tonight I want to ask you, why not? The Bible tells us, John 3:16, very simply, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You are the whosoever's. Right? You can put your name in that verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that Doug, if Doug believes, or if Dale believes, or if Michael believes, you can put your name in that scripture. Tonight, I want to challenge you. Don't walk out of here fighting the battles alone. Don't walk out of here facing the challenges without Jesus. When Jesus opens the door and gives you the invitation, come unto me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Are you a child of God? If not, this invitation's for you. Maybe you are, but you're fighting the battles right now. Listen, I know sometimes it gets hard, but God's still on His throne and Christ is your strength. You'll make it through. Quit looking at your problem. Quit thinking about how bad you've got it and start realizing what an awesome God you serve. All right? Let's stand. We're going to have a verse of invitation. If you need to be saved, I invite you to come. If you need to come spend time at the altar, laying things at the feet of Jesus, I invite you to come. But when you leave, let's leave content and thankful for the position that God has placed us in. And let us be thankful this week as we go about our daily life. Heavenly Father, we do want to praise You. Oh, we thank You, Lord, that we're not fighting the battles alone. We're never alone. Sometimes we feel that way, but feelings can't be trusted. You've promised in Your Word that You'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, Lord, we look to You for all that's needed. You are our strength. You are our strong tower. You are the one and only true God. So, Lord, we honor You as God. And we pray that You'll keep us mindful where we are for a reason. May we learn and glean every lesson that we possibly can from our circumstances. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.